Blog Talk Radio.
For tonight, and thank you for being with us. I get so geeked up on Tuesdays. I'm like all day, like a little kid at Christmas time, waiting for the hour to strike when the show goes on. So thank you for being here and participating in the news and the information that we have to share with you tonight. So, you know, anytime you go to invite people into your home, there's always a couple of things that you got to do first. And so how we get started on Life, Love, and Wellness is we always anchor ourselves in affirmative reading, and it's from my daily inspirational messages, and you can find them at revsandy.wordpress.com if you're interested in getting them delivered straight to your emails on a daily basis. So what we're reading today is entitled, I'm Only Human. Sometimes this statement is used as a defense concerning limitations of our ability or inability to do something. Consider this just for today. As a human, you have been given dominion over all other animals. You are the ruler of this earth. You are endowed with rights and privileges of royalty. You are in a very powerful position. I'm Only Human is not a statement of weakness or small endeavors. It is a statement that demands we use our power to protect the environment. We must stop abusing our natural resources. We are to protect them just as a parent would protect their children. This planet Earth is our responsibility. Our mission is to save it, not destroy it. Have thoughts today of what you can do to protect the environment and then go about doing it. We are rich in resources, natural resources. Let us discontinue being wasteful. Our responsibility is to care for the small creatures, the animals of the earth. We have been given dominion because we can do it, because this is the master plan from the Most High. Not because we earned it in any way, which implies we did something to have this right. How you use your humanness is up to you. However, to look at it from another perspective adds value to the worth of human. We are created to be in charge of this earth. We are God's keepers of the palace, the Most High's kingdom. I accept my personal position as a human. I am God's right-hand man and woman, here to do the work given to me. Yes, I am only human and very proud of it. Again, that's from my daily inspirational messages at revsandy.wordpress.com. And next, what we do in order to be in alignment is to honor and pay respect to our ancestors. And we have a new ancestor that I would like to call his name out tonight, Carlos B. Johnson. And so to all our ancestors, We love you. And we know that we are here because of your strides and your contributions to humanity. And so we invoke and we invite spirits and your energies to be with us tonight, to be with us always, but especially here on Life, Love, and Wellness. So to all the ancestors, thank you for looking out. We love you. We accept you. We appreciate you. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is Granny Gone Raw, and we have my very, very dear friend, Star Waters, who is going to be sharing with us. And so you might as well sit back, kick your feet up, and get comfortable, because she's going to bring it to you. I mean, there's no telling what's going to come out of Star's mouth. But it's going to be to uplift you and to enlighten you about the severity of the health of what we're experiencing here in America. So, audience, you know you're always, always welcome to chime in on the conversation. There's never any monitoring of what you say. All voices are always heard without any judgment and with complete acceptance. So the call-in number, in case you are not online with us, is 516-531-9819. And you would simply press 1 to let me know you want to speak live on air with us. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with a quick song, and then we'll be right back. So hang in there for me. We'll be right back. Love Overboard. That was Gladys and her boys, the Pips. So I just wanted to kind of start it off with some upbeat music here. And you're listening to and you're a part of Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We have with us tonight the creator and genius behind Granny Gone Royal, Miss Star Waters, and we're going to be bringing her on shortly. And again, audience, you know you're always invited to be a part. Have any questions, comments, or statements that you'd like to make, feel free to do that at 516-531-9819 and just hit your 1 on your dial and let me know that you want to speak live on air with us.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
So I'm reading from an article from Dr. Marcola, and it says how the obesity epidemic got started and how we can end it. And for those of you that are not familiar, there are quite a few documentaries that are available, and Star may touch on a couple of them, but I just wanted to read this information. And Dr. Marcola is actually basing this a lot off of the documentary called Fed Up. And Kathy Couric narrated that. And so some of the points that were made is that they investigated the misinformation tooted by the processed food industry and how these fallacies have created and continue to drive the global obesity epidemic. One widely held belief is that all you have to do is normalize your weight is to eat less and exercise more. But just as the fitness craze exploded across the U.S., so did our waistline. Between 1980 and 2000, memberships to fitness clubs doubled, and so did the national obesity rate. The conventional low-fat, high-carb recommendation created the obesity epidemic. Let me say that again. The conventional low-fat, high-carb recommendation created the obesity epidemic. If you struggle with excess weight, stop counting calories, eat real food, increase your dietary fat intake, and reduce your net carbs. So those are some of the suggestions that Dr. Marcola makes in this article. But then it says real food addiction is real. And Star and I have talked about this on numerous occasions, and so I'm hoping she'll get to that as we go through her invitation to join us. So it says the film addresses the very real issue of food addiction and sugar addiction in particular. Studies have demonstrated that sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. In 2002, the World Health Organization published a technical report on diet and nutrition for the prevention of chronic disease, in which they specifically recommended limiting daily sugar consumption to a maximum of 10% of calories to prevent obesity and metabolic dysfunction. Not surprisingly, the report was strongly rejected by the sugar industry, which recommends getting 25% of your daily intake, caloric intake from sugar. And it says how to reverse the obesity epidemic. Calorie counting does not work because the source of the calories is far more important than the amount. You cannot exercise your way out of a poor diet. A poor diet is one that is high in processed foods, added sugars, especially processed fructose, harmful fats, vegetable oils, and trans fats, not saturated fats or cholesterol found in whole foods, and artificial ingredients. And some of the recommendations is to eat real food. If you buy organic produce, you'll cut your exposure to pesticides and genetically engineered ingredients. And I'm not sure if we're going to have time for that tonight or not. And then there are other documentaries that are available. The newest craze right now is called What the Health. I'm sure most of you have probably heard about it if you haven't seen it already. And there's other movies like Super Size It, Forks Over Knives, Bought, and just a host of documentaries that have exposed what the industries, agricultural businesses are doing to our health. So without further ado, Granny Gone Raw with Star Waters. Star Waters is a seasoned wellness coach and food educator. She makes the most amazing meals ever. Trust me, I've had some. Oh, just absolutely delicious. You would never guess that the food is raw. Obesity is a major problem in the world, but especially here in America. Once morbidly obese herself, listen in to find out what motivated her to shed those unwelcome and unwanted pounds once and for all. She is the creator of several social media outlets, such as The Last 50 Pounds, Star Waters Healing, and Granny Gone Raw. Star's talents do not stop nor begin with food. It is simply a part of who this magnificent lady is. She is masterful at helping you to get your message out to the public via social media sites. This is merely a hobby for this grandmother of four. She's hilarious with a sense of humor that attracts everyone around her. She is extremely energetic and incredible, sincere spiritual soul and astrological wizard. She is developing her own brand of weight and bodybuilding protocols for vegans and raw foodists. She is in the gym most every day of the week, one or another. She's got three or four that she visits constantly. She's getting her sweat on all the time. Her slogan when she first got started was straight off the couch. So we're going to bring on Miss Star Waters. Hey, girlfriend, are you here with us?
Woo, 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 woo. You know I wouldn't be nowhere else, Sandy. Oh, my goodness. This is such an honor. It is. You mean that you're going to let me talk about my passion for how
yes,
long?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's get with it then. I'm ready. I'm ready. And I hope your guests
right.
are ready. Your listeners are ready as well. Because I got
well, if they're not, guess what they're going to be?
They're going to get ready. Yes, indeed. I've been waiting for this for gosh, ever since you asked me last week. And like I said, you threw me off of my axle because that was, it came out of left field. Yes, indeed. Don't ask me, will I? Just tell me when to show up. Thank you for the honor. Appreciate it. All right.
It is.
So where you want me to start? What you want to know?
But tell us tell us a little bit about you, maybe about your background, young adulthood or whatever like that, and then perhaps ending that introduction with what got you into the serious weight loss mindset.
Okay, well, a little bit about me. I hail from Portland, Oregon. Where they're having lots of forest fires there right now. It's like it's all over the place. Someone showed their car on Facebook that had ashes, and I don't watch TV or listen to the news, so the first thing I thought about was Mount St. Helens blew again. So just to show you how out of the loop I am. I am a mother of four and a grandmother of 3 3/4. I have a little grandbaby that's in the oven that will be born the end of October, 1st of November. I am a widow. My husband passed away tomorrow, 20 years ago. I can't believe
wow.
it that it's been that long. He passed away with lung cancer, and it is through his illness and my desire to help save him that we're having this conversation right now. We found out that he had cancer, lung cancer, and within 6 months after that, he had passed away. But within 4 of those months, because he decided that he would, it was his journey, and I stepped back and let him make the decision of what he wanted to do to save his life. And it wasn't working, so then I pushed him aside, rolled up my sleeves, got the family together, and we all pitched in changing pots and pans that we were cooking out of and doing all kind of things like black walnuts and all this other stuff. And it just, it was too late. It was too late, and then he was gone. And then the reality came that, wow, my four children were one parent away from being orphans. And I say they were one parent away from being orphans because I was living with diabetes and high blood pressure. And as much as I was trying my hardest to control it with my diet, I did for quite a while, it was not working. It kept creeping up on me and creeping up on me. So then I rolled up my sleeves and I became my own guinea pig. And I would try one wellness thing after another. And the weight loss, well, let's start with the weight gain. The weight gain came from having children late in life. I started having children, my second set, at age 30. And with each pregnancy, I had three boys. I gained a little bit more weight, a little bit more weight. Couldn't exercise because I had kids, you know, at home. I didn't have all the modern stuff like strollers that you can get out and run with, you know. I mean, there was a stroller, but the handle wasn't long enough, so it was just awkward. But the weight kept coming on, and I didn't know how to get it off. I, you know, that was just something that I was clueless about. My husband tried as much as he could to help me, but, you know, everybody can't teach you what they know. It takes a special kind of a person to actually teach you things, and I believe that's why I am so successful in being able to convey to other people, because I myself have walked in the shoes of a not just an obese person. I corrected you when you said that I was obese. I was actually morbidly obese. I was a hamburger, French fries, and a milkshake away from being 300 pounds. I'm 5'5", so I'm not that tall. And, you know, it was something that I didn't want to be, but like I said, I was clueless. I'd go on a diet every Monday, and by Saturday, at the wedding or the birthday party or whatever, you know, the cake would be calling me. You know, I'd have this little voice saying, oh, but you got to eat the cake. I mean, what would the couple say, the wedding couple, if you don't eat the cake? You know, finally it came to me. They ain't going to say nothing. They don't even know the cake is here. They're too busy into their own self. So once I cut that conversation off with the food, because the food would speak to me, including the potato chips that I would buy at Costco, the big bags, you know, the big bags of potato chips that I
do know.
Treats for my children. And bless their little hearts, they never got it because, you know, it would the potato chips would be calling me from the pantry in the kitchen. Ah, girlfriend, in here. Come on and get some potato chips. And you know how it is, once you open the bag and you put your hand in the bag, you don't stop till it's all gone. So I have dealt with that whole eating and then the guilt afterwards and all of that. So what I have actually become is something called a wounded healer. That is a healer who has actually suffered the wounds and the scars of the disease that she is now helping others with. And how I wish that there had been a star in my life way back then, because it would have made it so much easier. Me and the food were just fighting each other. But we'll get to that a little bit later. But what happened to me, as my daughter says, see, what had happened was, I had gotten a phone call from my daughter, who at that time lived in Virginia, and she had this most wonderful news that she was expecting a child. At that time, I was about 286 pounds, And I was just so eager and so excited that I had my very first grandchild coming. But when I sat down and thought about it, I wanted to make sure that I was going to be there to have some influence in that child's life. I did not want my grandchild, boy or girl, to only know me from a picture that her mom might have had on the end table in the living room, and then would probably say, "So this is my grandmother?" I wanted to be there for that child. So I set out to really get the weight off. And another thing that really forced me to do so, I had gone on this wonderful dream vacation to Rome, Italy. And everything was wonderful. Everything was fine until it was time to come home. I got on the plane, and there were these two little, tiny, petite women sitting next to me. I mean, actually, they could have gotten one more, and they all fit in one seat. Okay, that's just how petite
wow.
they were. And when it came time for me to fasten my seatbelt, I was shocked and humiliated that the seatbelt would not go across my very protruding and wide body. And I happened to be sitting in the very front seat by the bathroom. People were constantly at my side throughout the whole trip waiting to go to the bathroom. I faked it. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know nothing about a seatbelt extender, and I'm so grateful today that I didn't. I just put the seatbelt across me and put my arms across the buckle to make it look like my seatbelt was fastened. But that was when I said, no mas, no more.
Mm.
I've got to do this, and I got to do it now. So I came back. I started off with Overeaters Anonymous. I mean, I have done so many things to lose weight, and my heart just goes out to individuals who are overweight, who are obese, who's morbidly obese. I mean, it's more than a notion. When you are addicted to food, that's the hardest addiction there is. You cannot not be around people. You cannot not go to places where food is served. You cannot not eat like you can the other addictions. You know, that it had a sex addiction. You know, that would have been a lot easier, okay? But my thing was I had a food addiction.
More fun maybe too, huh?
Oh, girl, yes, yes. Yeah, but I mean, every addiction has its own struggles, you know what I'm saying? So I won't say that one is any worse than the other, but they say when you are overweight, obese, and, you know, that your addiction is seen by everybody. Everybody knows that you have a problem with food. You know, they just do. So anyway, I was able to start off with this program with Kaiser Hospital in Portland, Soulful Sisters it was called. And there were maybe about 80 women that came in, and I think I was with that program for about 6 months to 8 months, where we would meet twice a month, and they would teach us about how to modify the foods that we ate, not things from Jenny Craig or any of those other things that they give you the food, and that really helped a lot too. So I learned how to oven fry chicken and fish and, you know, cook with less fat, and I guess I had lost on that program, and I'm really happy to say, out of all those 80 women or so, that I'm probably one of a very few that have kept the weight off. So I'm very proud of that. I mean, it's been a struggle, but I'm very proud of it.
So do you think, Star, that you've been able to keep the weight off because you have varied the different programs, or you've gone to various methods to lose the weight, and you didn't just stay on one control kind of a program? What do you contribute that to, that you, you know, after all of these years, you're still conscious and conscientious about your weight and working out and maintaining a healthy body?
All of that, but particularly doing different programs and doing different methods, because for a while what was working for you well stops working for you. Your body gets used to it. So you have to do something else to trigger it, you know, to kind of jumpstart it again so that you can get the weight loss going downward. So that has been my saving grace. I will do something for a while, and then it stops working, and then I will find something else. I mean, I have definitely done a little bit of this and a little bit of that along the way.
Okay. Look, we've got our first caller.
My motivation.
Oh, okay. Okay, area code 914-359. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or statement question.
Hi, greetings. How are you, ladies? My name is
greetings.
Astro Mama. Hi, everybody. I'm
hey,
calling
Astro
from
Mama.
Hi, Mama Star. Hi, Sandy. I'm calling from Georgia. Hi, how y'all doing? I wanted to inquire about, and I've asked this before, but I'm going to ask it again, just to get clarity and for the audience as well. Some people emotionally eat. You know what I mean? Like when you're feeling lonely and empty and lonely, and you I know you can still eat healthy when you're feeling lonely, but what do y'all do to stave off loneliness and boredom? That's the question.
Oh,
good question.
It is a very good question, because so many of us are emotional eaters. And basically what it is, if you can kind of visualize, it's like you have a bottomless pit. You're trying to fill yourself with food to overcome the emptiness that you're feeling inside. And it, you know, it just doesn't happen if that's all that you're trying to do. So what I would suggest is, there's a couple of things, okay? What I would suggest is doing some writing. When you feel the sense of emptiness, loneliness, and that kind of thing, instead of going to the food, go to your pen, paper, and write down what you're feeling. You know, date it, write it down, and keep that so that at another time you can come back to that and read it when you're not in that emotion and see if you can be above the feeling now, so that you can see, oh, wow, yeah, that I took it a little bit too far or whatever. Also, I know this sounds a little crazy, but if you're feeling bored, get up and do jumping jacks. If you're watching TV, every time a commercial comes on, do jumping jacks for the whole time that the commercials are playing. I bet you after a 30-minute show or hour show, you ain't going to want to be feeling lonely no more. You just going to say, you know what, bump it, I ain't going to do no jumping jacks. That's all right. I think I'm over that now. So. And then the third thing. Third thing that I would mention is to get with your friendly neighborhood flower essence practitioner. And I know one. Her name is Star Waters. And there are lots and lots of flower essences that help with loneliness and boredom and all of that, that will help you to stay on your diet. So just give Star Waters a call and talk about flower essences, because what they do is they heal you from an emotional cellular place. So even though you might have been, you know, being bothered with this for a long time, it's going to go down to the crux of the situation. Because every time we have a crisis in our life or trauma, that cuts off our natural flow. you know, on an emotional level, and then we act out a certain way. So we can talk about flower essences later. But those are your three suggestions, and I hope that they helped you.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you,
right,
Astro. We got one more caller. It's area code 313-318. Would you give us your name and where you're calling from and your comment or question, please?
Yes. My name is Rakia, and I've been knowing Star for about 40-plus years. We met in Germany when both our husbands were in the military, and we were on post and walking to the commissary. We passed one another, and later on that evening, my husband told me we were having guests, and lo and behold, it was Star and her husband and her daughter. They came over for dinner, and we started a friendship at that point. I had a 7-year-old son, and I think her
11.
No, my son
11.
My son was 11, and her daughter was 7.
There you
and,
go.
And together, and we did a lot
we
of work.
We studied what together? What did
we studied study? Astrology and
yes,
how to read charts and what have you. And while we were in Germany, we did a lot of work with the community. And Star and her husband went back home. And then finally we came back home, my husband and I, and we've been just keeping in touch ever since. So I just want to say, I want to give her kudos for how she has grown in all the time that I've known her. You know, I saw her come from a baby to where she's at now. And it's a beautiful journey that we have been on. So
very beautiful.
I just wanted to give a shout out to her. And I'm proud of where she's at now.
What did you say, Sandy?
Thank you, Rakia.
Rakia is the reason why I'm on this show with my alter ego, Granny Gone Raw, because it was through Rakia, actually, that I became a vegetarian. What she failed to say was that the evening that my family visited her family, I had my very first vegetarian meal. And I was just shocked and amazed that black people ate vegetarian. But this sister's skin, I'm serious. Because, see, this young little hippie girl, I was giving her a ride home from work every day. And, you know, and she was very sweet. As her token of gratitude for me, she gave me a vegetarian cookbook. And I laughed in her face. I'm so embarrassed now. But I told her, I said, honey, I would die if I couldn't have my poke barbecue ribs. And I've often wondered if I could see that girl again and if I could let her know, hey, not only did I become vegetarian, but I became vegan and now I'm raw. So it is through Rakia that I am sitting where I'm sitting now, because of her influence on my family's life. So, I mean, the two of us would get in our laboratories and we would cook up all these amazing vegetarian dishes. And, I mean, I just have to give kudos back. This sister here, she makes grown men fall to their knees and cry from her cooking.
Well, thank you,
Dad. I mean, so... You know, thank you so much for being an influence in my life, sister. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. I love you. And Sandy, your name is Sandy, yes. I'm so glad that you had her on tonight. Yes.
Oh, well, thank
All
you.
Right.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay.
All thank right.
You. Bye-bye.
All right.
So, Star.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
So, Star, I want to just touch a little bit more about the food addiction, and then we can, you know, take it in another direction. But before we get too far, you're being so real with us and about what you've gone through, because it's like that series that you told me about where people will tell you that they don't eat a lot and they don't know why they're overweight. But then when the cameras and people were following them, you know, and they at the end of the 2 weeks, and they had all, you know what, secret eaters or something like that?
Yes, that's it, secret eaters. Thank you for jogging my memory. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, right. Yeah, I thought that was really
right.
Interesting because a lot of us do that, not from a standpoint of we're trying to lie about what we're doing, but we just don't count it all in. Like you were talking about the potato chips, and, you know, I can relate to that because I picked up a potato chip habit, like, in 2014. I had never been, like, a big, big eater of them, but it was just like I couldn't put them down. Every day I had to go and buy a package, you know. So, and then you were telling me about there was an ingredient in the potato chips that triggered that response for me to keep going back. But then there's also, you want to talk about the cooked food aspect of the food addiction too, and then we can, you know, get back or continue on with what you were telling us before. But I think those are two very important aspects that we need to address. Since you're being so transparent and people are on here tonight, they want to know, you know, either for themselves or for themselves. They want to know how they can turn their life, how they can turn their lives around, you know?
Right, right. Well, you touched on something about having the potato chip thing going on. Well, if you remember back in the day, Lay's potato chips came out with the slogan, "I bet you can't eat just one." Remember that?
I do.
You remember that? Okay. So you know what? If it had been a real bet, they would be almost as rich as they are now. I mean, because they're pretty rich, because it's not an even playing field. They knew your behind couldn't just eat just one because of what they had in the potato chips. First of all, there's this three thing going on. It's fat, salt, and sugar. Those are the three ingredients that are in all and every processed food. It's like the, what do they call it, the holy grail or something. those three ingredients are called excitotoxins, along with chemicals that they put in the food that go directly to your pleasure center of your brain. I mean, it's like a hit of cocaine, okay? So it's not a fair playing field, all right? And so me and anyone else that eats the stuff is going to be addicted to it. I mean, it's just the way it is. And that's the secret that big food is not letting us know, you know. So it's not enough that they can just make potato chips, make the cookies, make the this and make the that, and we just get it and eat it. And when we feel like we want some more, you know, maybe a month later, 2 weeks later, whatever, we can get some more. They're greedy. They're putting these addictive agents in the food so that, first of all, we can't stop eating, okay? We can't stop eating until it's gone. And then when it's gone, our mind is on how we going to get some more, when we going to get it. Oh, you know what, we're just going to pick it up at the store and we're just keeping it until we get that feeling again. But we're going to, so excitotoxins is what is making us all secret eaters. We're eating and eating, and we have no remembrance. So some of the things that I did along the way was to change my routine and my habits. I never ate standing up. I would always eat sitting down, because when you're eating standing up, you don't even remember it. You don't remember that you had five cookies or half a bag of potato chips, you know, and I don't eat watching TV or, you know, entertainment. I became a mindful eater. I also started chewing my food like about 60 times until it was like liquid in my mouth. And then I would put my fork down every time I would put some food in my mouth so that I wasn't just waiting with the fork full of food to pop in at any moment. So those are little things that I learned along the way that have helped me an awful lot. And gosh, I guess I forgot the rest of the stuff that you asked me for, but those are
no,
some
that
of the
was
things
fine.
That I have
that,
done.
No,
okay.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
So can I tell you, this is a little bit off of the track here, but one of the things that I have been flooring people with is that, you know, there's like a wave going on right now. And this wave is people are beginning to put the meat down, put the dairy down, and start eating in the processed food and start eating real food and plant-based food. And even though it's been kind of, you know, like not really publicized or anything, it is hurting big food, big pharma, and big medicine. So much that all them big guys got little psychiatry in to announce that they have come up with a new mental illness. And this mental illness falls under the umbrella of eating disorder. And so who falls in this category? Well, those people who are eating vegan, raw, vegetarian, gluten-free. I mean, anything that you are.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know about
that.
I know they doing a whole bunch of stuff out there.
Oh yeah, they didn't sick the American Pharmaceutical, I mean, the American Psychiatry Association, and actually they came out with this like 2 years ago, and it was like two very long words that was the name of this eating disorder / mental illness. So, hey, if I'm mentally ill, I'm mentally ill. Put a straitjacket on me, but just don't stop me from eating my plant based food, okay? But yeah. I'm mentally ill because I'm sure eating that way. But also along the way, too, is that they are, they've come up with the pharmaceutical drug to correct this. So I guess when you take this pill, then you will probably be addicted wanting to get that, the potato chips, and go back and eat that way again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's costing,
get back into your food addictions, yeah.
That's right, because they're losing money behind folks like us.
Which is so good, you know, and I know that we are becoming more and more conscious. And when we look at, you know, just like I was reading that report earlier, you know, like in the same amount of time, in the same 20-year period, how the obesity rate just doubled, you know, because it was in direct, correlation with our whole thinking. And so that, you know, a lot of the diet products only keeps you fatter, you know, so they don't really work to to help you to lose weight. They I guess it's probably the same thing, that excitotoxin that's in there along with the added sugars, you know, and stuff.
There you
so,
go.
Yes,
the added sugar.
Yeah.
Because once they took the fat out, they said the food would taste like cardboard without the fat, so they added the sugar to make it more palatable. So,
yeah.
It's the sugar. Yeah, very definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. Okay, we've got one more caller, and then we're going to take a break. And I knew your show was going to be longer than one, but I want to go ahead and take this caller. There's so much, you know, like, when you really get into it, there's just so much to bring forth. And, you know, especially when people want to hear the real deal, you know, because, like, you're not sugarcoating it. You just like, look, you know.
I'm a look, way straight from the hip. And,
you know, Yeah, straight off the couch, right?
That's right, straight off the couch and straight from the hip, baby. That's it. Say, if you don't want to know, don't ask me, because I'm going to tell you.
I know, right? So this is caller 503-933. Would you give us your name and your comment or your question, please?
Hi, my name is Nasheed Waters, and my mother is actually the speaker today. And I just want to say hello to you as well. Thank you for having my mother on the show, and it's been really good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Okay, so I guess my question, moms, to you is, for anybody out there who's wanting to change their lifestyle as far as eating, but very concerned about getting protein, what would be, you know, sources of protein they can get that isn't meat-based?
Excellent question. Thank you, Nasheed Waters. Lots and lots of leafy green vegetables. You can also have your beans and your nuts. And also another good source of protein are sprouts. So, you know, your bean sprouts and alfalfa sprouts. And, yeah, so there's many, many other plant-based protein items that you can consume. Now the whole rage is vegan bodybuilders. I just got through looking at a video yesterday with this guy by the name of Robert Cheeks, C-H-E-E-T-E, I believe, or K-E. And he's written 3 books. And it's all about bodybuilding. He's a straight-up vegan. He's not raw, but he's a vegan. And actually, the very first Mr. Universe, black Mr. Universe, was a vegan.
Really?
That's incredible. His name was Jim Morrison. He just died a year ago at the age of 80-something. But homeboy had a body that would make a grown woman cry. Oh, yeah.
That's your son. That's your son.
I mean, check him out, Jim Morrison. Yeah. So there is lots of protein out there in the plants and vegetables.
All
so
right. Well, thank
let
you.
Let me share something, Nasheed, that my massage therapist told me last night. We are conditioned to believe that we get protein from animals, but animals are eating the grass. So they're eating the greens. They're eating dandelions. They're eating what's growing out of the earth. That's why the animals have the protein, and that's why it's been marketed where we get the protein from the animals. But if you cut out the animal and just go straight to the source of the protein, which is the leafy greens, like your mom was just saying, then that may help you to see it, that it's, the animal doesn't have the protein, you know, for any other reason other than they ate the green grass.
Wow, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's pretty awesome, and I'm glad that you asked that question. Definitely. Thank
Great
you so
question.
Much for listening
yeah.
in and calling in. I appreciate it. All right.
Way to go,
Love
son.
You. Love you.
Love you, too.
Thanks for calling in. We're going to take a quick
Thank
break.
You.
We do have another caller, but we're going to take a break. So, Star, you can get you a sip of water, and we'll be right back, you guys.
All right.
It's all the pain.
So that was the whispers. It's a love thing. Because my girl also liked to party, but I'm not going to get all into her business like that. Anyway, you know, welcome back to Life, yeah. Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We have with us tonight Granny Gone Raw with Star Waters. And I just want to let you guys know before I bring on this caller that I met Star about 2.5 years ago while she was in the middle of a 100-day juice fast or a 100-day fast. And so, like she said, she's always looking to do and looking at the benefits of different programs. And I think that's the key, because if you do the same thing day in and day out, you're going to get bored with that stuff. So, you know, add some variety, challenge yourself, and see what you can come up with that will take you to that next step that you need to be. So this next guest or caller that we have, actually the number just says restricted. So I just opened up your line. So if you want to tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and your comment or question, please.
Yes, good evening, and thank you. My name is Marcia. Hey, Star. What's up?
Hey, Marcia.
I so appreciate you guys doing this show this evening. I'm calling you from Brooklyn, New York, in the house.
New York.
That's right. I had a question for you, Star. Actually, I have two questions with regard to this vegan thing. And I consider myself a vegan because I drink wine. So I was told that drinking wine makes you a vegan. So that's what I am. What are there different levels of veganism? So there are some vegans who eat fish, some vegans who eat chicken, I understand, some vegans who just have plant-based. I mean, are there different hierarchies for that? That's number one. And number two, where is the alternate source of calcium? Because I know that the nuts provide some semblance of protein, but where is the calcium? And I know that spinach and dark leafy green vegetables, is that enough calcium to stave off osteoporosis like in the latter years in the 80s, 90s? So thank you, and woohoo!
Woo, woo. Well, those are some great questions. And, yes, there's lots of confusion around, you know, the different categories of, you know, there's the vegetarians, you know. Now, this is where it really comes in, because I started off as a vegetarian. There are so many different levels of vegetarianism, you know. There's the vegetarians that eat, you know, dairy. There's the vegetarians that eat eggs. There's the vegetarians that, you know, that eat fish. You know, they come up with a new name for that, vegetarians that eat fish. They're called pescatarians now. You got to get with the lingo, pescatarians. Okay. and then and for vegan, the definition for vegan is that you eat no dairy, no animal products. Oh, let's just break it down. Nothing with a face or a mother, or anything that comes from something with a face or a mother. That's it. That's what veganism is. And then you have your vegan, and then you have your raw vegans. So what classifies a raw foodist is someone that does not eat foods that are heated over 100, and I think it's 18 degrees. So I hope I answered your question on that. And then what was the other question that you asked, Marcia?
Well, the other question was about the calcium, but I wanted to comment on
yes.
what you said. Nothing with a face or nothing with a mother. So does
nothing
that mean
nothing with a face
that
or a mother.
Does that mean that breastfeeding does not count as?
No, but you wouldn't. I'm saying, so you wouldn't eat a chicken because it has a face in them and it came from a mother, and you wouldn't eat fish because it has a face and it came from a mother.
No, I think I was trying to be facetious, but you kind of
okay.
put all water
okay.
on it.
Okay, I got you.
The other question...
have such a serious voice that, you know, hey, I was just trying to flow with it, you know.
The other question was about
concerned.
The calcium. calcium, yeah.
Yeah, as far as the calcium is concerned, just like the protein, there's calcium in a lot of things. And, again, it's the dark leafy green vegetables is where you get your calcium as well. And it's been proven that milk does quite the opposite. You see all of these old, especially women, that, you know, are all bent over and they have broken hips and all that stuff. They're the ones that's on the milk. Milk does not do a body good, unlike the advertisements say, you know. So
yeah.
Plant-based, all of that is primo. It's supreme. And another thing, too, I want to say about eating plants, is that, you know, I remember when I was a lot younger, I used to hear about this thing about finding the fountain of youth. The fountain of youth is eating plants. That's the fountain of youth. You actually start aging in reverse. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing. I don't give any of my money to none of those cosmetic companies. You know, I just show up all natural.
I thank you for answering my question. Thank you so much.
I'm glad I did. Thank you for calling in, Marcia.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you, Granny.
Gone wrong.
Okay, Miss Star, we've got about 20 minutes left.
Oh, my.
And there's so,
oh,
yeah, I know, right? It goes very quickly. So we've talked about where you were, your food addictions, and what makes a person addicted to different foods, and how you got started with your husband's health condition, and your being a grandma for the first time, being your motivation. So is there calling? Do you feel that you received a special calling to get into this, and that's why, you know, you're learning all the different modalities that are available? Or what do you think keeps you going, keeps you wanting to learn more and more and more and share more and more and more with people?
Being a fat child and growing up to be a fat adult, I think is what got me started. There's nothing more painful than to be a fat child. I mean, you just can't understand why you're different from everybody else. I remember back in the day when the some of your guests may not remember this, but there was a top that was called like an angel top. You know, that kind of looked, it was real loose, and it had sleeves on it and lace, and then there was the bell bottoms, and all of my girlfriends wore those, and my mother said to me, you belled at the bottom and belled at the top. You know, my mother had quite a sense of humor, and everybody thought it was funny, but it was always against me for some reason, so it wasn't never very funny. So, you know, I always wanted to be like everybody else. I always wanted to dress like everybody else. But I ate all the wrong foods because, you know, nobody has a clue. Studied along the way, you know, I found out that I was a carbohydrate addict. And for the life of me, I couldn't understand, if I eat breakfast, I am eating all day long. If I skip breakfast, I can kind of control what I eat. And it wasn't until I saw a woman on the Phil Donahue show that talked about being a carbohydrate addict, and this woman weighed something like about 500 pounds, but at this particular time now she was very, very skinny. She couldn't have even weighed more than 125. And once I realized what carbohydrates were, I mean, who knows all these things as you're growing up? All the breakfast stuff, you know, the grits and the rice and, you know, the orange juice, all that stuff is carbohydrates. And it just would trigger overeating for me. So as I got started losing weight, my first passion was child obesity, and it still is. That has a special place in my heart because these poor kids, bless their hearts, they don't know. They don't have a clue, and they're raised by parents that don't have a clue, you know. And now children are getting diabetes at 8 and 9 on high blood pressure medicine. I mean, it's just they need me. They need me. I have all of the blows, taken all of the bullets, you know, so that I can help them. That's what my passion is.
Yes, I love it. I love that. Because we have the first generation ever that whose life expectancy is shorter than that of their parents. And that's
absolutely
really sad. That and so all the help that we can give is absolutely mandatory that we do that for each other, you know, that we educate individuals as to the problems that exist in the food, especially the processed food and the fast foods, and you know the communities that are targeted with the toxicity, you know, of the water, the foods, and just everything. All right, so we've got two more callers. Let me get them on here. And so we already know, Miss Star Waters, that we're bringing you back, right?
Ah, yay!
All right. So our first caller is area code 757, number 753. Would you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or concern, please?
Definitely. My name is Teresina Sears. Hi, Star.
Hey, honey.
Great,
how you
great
doing?
To hear your voice. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Too. And yours too.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You.
Thank you so much for doing the show. This is awesome. I know nothing about this. I have a question for you.
Okay.
You talked about transitioning from eating, you know, the crazy stuff that we all eat being vegan, and that's like a drastic change. How long did it take you to do that? What, you know, did you do it like immediately?
Yes. And the reason why I'm hesitating is because I've done transitioning a couple of times. Back in 2000, I transitioned. I did a 30-day raw challenge, and I ate raw for what was supposed to be 30 days, but it ended up being 8 months. I just did it. I just went straight to it. Okay. And then when I became a full-fledged vegan again, back in 2000, actually it was 11-11-11, I just went cold turkey. 11-11-11, isn't that powerful? Yeah, that was the day that I went vegan. And also with that that particular time becoming vegan, within 40 days, I reversed diabetes of 15 years and normalized my extremely high blood pressure, never not even to have either of those symptoms again.
Oh, wow. That's
so
awesome.
Let thy food be the medicine and thy medicine be thy food.
That's right. That's biblical. That's the truth.
So what you have to do is you have to, first of all, have a reason, a compelling reason why you're making this change. And keep that in the foremost of your mind whenever you start feeling weak. You know that you are doing it for a particular reason. For me, it was to overcome diabetes, and it worked. And I definitely am not going to spit in God's eye and go back and eat that opposite way again because I've been healed. So just have that compelling reason in your mind and keep that on your mind because it is addiction. Food is addiction. And you're going to see everybody else is going to be eating opposite of you. But don't let that bother you. If you have to bring your own food with you, do that because it's your body that's going to be healed. If they don't understand, it's okay. I still have people that look at my food. Ew, what is that? But see, they're riddled with disease, and I'm not. They look 10 years older than what they look like.
You just want to I'm saying, all you need to tell them is, man, if you only had some, you would understand. Well, we got two more callers.
Okay, thank you, Star.
Oh, thank you for calling. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling. So our next caller area code 8. Sure. Next caller is area code 843-250. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question, please, comment.
Hi, Queen Sandy. This is Halina. And
hey,
hi,
Halina.
I'm hoping that I won't get cut off because I can hear the phone. My phone is going in and out, but I just had to try again to see if I could get on. But I want to commend Star for what she did on her journey of saving her life for the sake of her children and herself and all of her loved ones.
Oh,
I really commend
you
for that. And I have a question in reference to did you learn anything about coating on the tongue as you were transitioning in your diet and how to actually get the chemicals out of your system by cleansing? And that was one thing that a lot of people don't focus on, is the coating on your tongue keeps giving you these triggers that you crave these foods. And so to cleanse that, it will eliminate some of the cravings that you have. And then you can start doing power of suggestions to actually help reprogram your subconscious mind so that you won't be craving these foods, because it's to the cellular level, as you said. It goes to your cells. So we have to learn how to reprogram and to cleanse our cells to pull up all these implants that have been planted there through all those chemicals and advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
So all that take effect on you when you're going through, you know, the weight gain and trying to lose and trying to deal with these diets. But the cleansing of the tongue, the coating that's on that tongue, that's it's real. And if you don't cleanse that, it's really difficult to try to get your body stabilized.
Wow, no, I didn't even know about that. So thank you for letting me know so I can pass it on to others. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Yes, and how do you go about cleansing the tongue? Do you do like a brushing or a scraping or
Yes, and certain teas and herbs that you drink that will help.
Okay,
I know that there's definitely tongue brushing. It does help the scraping of the tongue. I know some people, if you see their tongue, they got that very thick, milky looking stem on there, and
right.
You got all those taste buds in there, so you want to cleanse that to get that out of there so that you can begin to taste the real food when you start to eat the real food. And you won't get those cravings of that other food that you used to crave. It worked with me in my life. Once I started scraping my tongue and really using all natural ingredients, mouthwash and the baking soda and that stuff, it did help. It really helped.
Okay, well, thank you for that information.
Thanks, Havana. I know that they used to make a tongue scraper. And,
right.
It's like a level spoon with a little edge on it. And
yes,
it's made of plastic.
Exactly.
Just take that and do your tongue with it. I don't know if they still make it. I'm sure they do, but.
I've seen it.
Well, thank you, Havana.
They do.
Yeah,
you're
thank
welcome,
you.
Sweetheart. See you guys on Sunday.
Yes.
Peace and love.
Okay, then. Thank you. So we've got one more caller here, area code 770-572. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment, please. 770-572.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Yes. Yes. Hey, Ms. Star, this is Ashley. I'm checking
hey,
in before
Ashley.
I call her tonight. I've been on the line, and I'm very grateful for you being able to do this for the people. And I just wanted to ask, in the process of reestablishing your journey and becoming completely vegan, did you have, like, your top five people who inspired you? And in the process of being inspired, what did you take from that, and what, how has it grown you as a person over time?
Wow, that's a great question. I don't know if I had any particular people that inspired me. What I did during my transition, and I still do, I watched lots and lots of documentaries on vegan eating, on healing the body, on natural foods that kept me going. You know, like Sandy said, during that 100-day fast, I constantly watch Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, which is a documentary on juice fasting. So I guess maybe Joe Cross was one person that inspired me, who I also had an opportunity to meet here in Atlanta on my 20th day of my first fast. But mostly just watching lots and lots of documentaries that would pump me up. I mean, there's some of them that I've watched at least 30 times. It keeps me grounded, and I say it's my free PhD. PhD. Yeah, that's how I'm getting my knowledge, is through documentaries. But that's a great question. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Ms. Ashley. You still there?
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Documentary that I've been watching, and I want to throw this out to my son, Nasheed. It's on Netflix, and it's called Feel Rich. And Sandy and I have both watched it, and it is definitely for the young people. It's for the young people, because it talks about the rappers that are dying at a very, very young age with diseases that, you know, people older than me are just now getting. And they have started, they call it a self-love revolution, where they are loving themselves so hard they have given up meat and dairy. They all going vegan, you know, the Fat Joe, and Lord, I don't know all these people. But anyway, check it out. It's called, huh?
I said Heavy D.
Well, Heavy D died, but these are the ones that are still alive. Big Pun is the one that died.
Okay.
Fat Joe and somebody, Paul West. I don't know these names. But anyway, a lot of these people had gotten really, really fat eating and eating the wrong things and drinking some kind of drug called syrup or something like that. And they were dying at these really, really unimaginable young ages. And now they are all going vegan and, you know, spreading the word. You know, they're saying, hey, now they're really going to be fat. You know, they're using terms like, you know, going to the picnic, you know, getting to that place of where they don't have no bills and everything is gravy and, you know, but, you know, it's really an awesome video to watch called Feel Rich. There's a wave going on, let me tell you. And those of us, because I ain't going to say yous, but those of us that are not picking up this banner and walking out there on the battlefield as a vegan, I'm telling you, your chances for an optimal health is really, really not that awesome. Because if all you have to look forward to is pharmaceutical drugs, you're just going to be a drug addict for the rest of your life. And if you think about it, when the doctors give you the pills, they never say there's a cure. They just tell you you got to take it for the rest of your life. So either you can pop pills. There you go.
I want to pop plants.
I want to pop plants too. I am a proud plant eater.
Yeah. Well, Ashley, does that answer your question, darling?
Yes,
Ashley?
Ma'am.
Oh, you still
yes,
there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Keep on keeping on.
All right,
on,
I just
want
to make sure.
Yeah, keep on keeping on. You're doing a good job. Just make sure that you look and see what everything is that's vegan, you know, and then stay in that category. There's, you know, like if you want cheese, they got vegan cheese. If you want ice cream, they got vegan ice cream. They got everything vegan that they have that's not vegan. So there you go. You're not going to miss a beat. You're going to lose some weight.
Make sure you check
it out.
You're going
to look beautiful. Yeah.
So we're down to about 5 minutes left, and you have just been such a joy and a pleasure in bringing this bringing the information forward. And I know people still have additional questions, and we didn't quite get through your journey of all the things that you've done, but I loved the information that you provided, and that is go online, look at the documentaries. There's so many. They're numerous. There's one called Cowspiracy. I like that one, too. And
I like that one, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. The Fed Up one was good. What the hell?
Have you seen Sugarcoat It?
I have not seen that one. No.
That's good too, Sugarcoat It. And that What the Hell?
Yeah,
you talked about that earlier. If you're only going to look at one documentary, I'd say What the Hell is It? Because it talks about the conspiracy of all of these organizations that are begging you for donations for the cure. They know the cure. They know the cure.
Yes, they do.
We just don't know the cure. And they always got their hands out, you know. Well, would you like to round up your change for the this and the that and the other? No. I already know. So, yeah, the What the Health exposes the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, Susan G. Komen, all of them. It's a conspiracy to keep us sick, because as long as we're sick, then they're filthy rich. So we have the power within our own selves to heal our bodies. Our bodies want to be healed. Our bodies want to be well. And they're working overtime to try to keep us well, but we keep throwing junk down in it. So they got to try to rush to clean that up and rush to clean this up. They can't do what our vital light inside of us cannot do the healing, because we keep throwing junk down in it. So, yeah.
Very well said.
Hey, I'm living proof. I no longer have diabetes. Hey,
you know,
so what you got to say about that?
Right. Well, you know, another thing, too, Stark, is that, and I'm not sure which one of the callers it was that was asking about how long it took you to go vegan or vegetarian. But what has not been said tonight is that as soon as you start feeding your body plant-based real food, your body starts to heal right at that precise second. It doesn't take 2 weeks for the pills to take hold or none of that. As soon as you begin feeding your body properly, your body starts to restore itself.
As soon as.
I want to make sure I got that in. So we're down to 1 minute, to 60 seconds. So I want to thank everyone for being a part of tonight's show, especially my girl, Star Waters. She's my accountability partner, and we're in the gym a lot, and we do a lot of things together. But I want to. I just want to thank you publicly. But I want you to kind of wrap us up, if you can, in 1 minute or less, and out until next week. Go ahead, Ms. Star.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much. I'm gonna say this real quick, Sandy, for allowing me to be an honored guest on your show. It's been a pleasure for me, and I just want to tell your audience that yes, you can. You can have a healthy body. You can heal diseases. And you can even age in reverse. All you have to do is put the right foods in your mouth exercise and have a wonderful, pleasurable thoughts of life. That's it. That's all I have to say. Be proud to be a plant eater. I said it. Yes,
thank
I
you
did.
So much.
All
thank
right.
You, thank
thank you.
You,
Sandy. Thank you, everybody, for calling in.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you next week, same station, same time frame. And I will let you know when Ms. Star Waters will be back on to complete this conversation with us about Granny Gone Raw and what else she's doing in the world. So we appreciate you so much, Star. And you can always listen to the rebroadcast. I just want to say that as well. Thank you. We love you.
Love you. And wellness.